Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Proudly help organizations that teach modern farming and ranching practices so local students can continue the proud tradition that feeds us all.
Mosaic, helping today's farmers.
And tomorrow's.
Learn more at mosaicco.com/Florida.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Last year, I was driving to a court-ordered mediation. Suddenly, a semi-truck was moving at a high rate of speed into my lane. It was all in slow motion. And then, as I attempted to brace for the worst, I watched as my car disintegrated, parts and metal flying like a tornado. Then it was over. I had survived. I was lucky. But so many of our clients are not this lucky. Car accidents destroy lives and families in seconds. Lifelong injuries and lost earnings. The loss of doing things we once loved. Paralysis and even death. As I sat there thinking of what could have been, I thought of all my clients all these years who weren't so lucky. Life is precious, but also fragile. And if you're wondering what the truck driver said to me when he realized who it was he'd crashed into, his face said it all. Call me if you need me on your cell phone at Pound Law. Pound Law, that's all. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Tampa, St. Petersburg.
License number CMC-1255-55.
You know, AC systems weren't built to last forever, especially not in a hot and humid climate like ours. So if your air conditioner is over 8 years old, chances are you're on borrowed time. Hi, this is Darren Dixon over at Unique Services. And if you've even contemplated replacing your old and inefficient AC system, then now's the perfect time to do it. Now through the end of the month, Unique will buy back your old AC system for $1,750, whether it still runs or not. Plus, get no money down, 60 months. Zero interest financing and a 12-year parts and labor warranty. I know that sounds too good to be true, but it is true. 12 years of worry-free operation. So call us today at 877-914-6888. Listen, let me say this again. Right now is absolutely the best month to replace your old and inefficient AC system because you get $1,750 in Unique buyback bucks. You get 60 months zero interest financing with no money down and 12-year parts and labor warranty. Yeah, you've got to call Unique today at 877-914-6888.
All right, contestants, here's your final question. You won't make a single payment on your new Kia until 2019 at what dealership?
Sunset Kia!
That's right! Buy now and pay later at Sunset Kia in Venice, Bradenton, and Sarasota. Purchase any new Kia and make no payments until January 2019. Or drive home a new 2018 Kia Soul. Now just $14,995 or lease only $199 per month. Bring us any trade and get up to a $5,000 discount off any select new Kia in stock. Plus, every new Kia comes with a complimentary one-year maintenance package. And if you have a job bringing home $450 weekly, we want to approve your credit. Spend the rest of the year payment-free at Sunset Kia's three convenient locations on 14th Street West in Bradenton, US 41 Bypass in Venice, and South Tamiami Trail in Sarasota. Visit sunsetkia.com. Qualified buyers through Ally. 90 days deferred payments. Interest may accrue. Dealer makes three payments up to $1,200 total. $1,995 at inception. 36-month lease security deposit waived. 10,000 miles annually. Plus tax tag and $799 admin. All factory rebates to dealer. Negative equity refinance. Offers don't combine. Expires 8/5/18.
You know, you hear me talk about zero res all the time. You know, I really, what I love about them is that their number one priority is the health and safety of your family. You know, I got little kids, and zero res knows that that gross residue that other cleaning companies leave behind after servicing your home might not seem scary because you can't always see it. You feel it sometimes, but the potential health risk, the dangerous residue that can cause is disgusting, especially if you got kids and pets in the house. Think about it. They're constantly touching everything, laying on the floor, and they breathe in those chemicals, and then they touch their mouths. They're also the only cleaning company to invent and trademark what they call empowered water. They take regular water and they put it through their patented system, and it removes all the harsh toxins that affect the cleaning process, allowing for 100% clean without any residue left behind. I know this. I've had them come out to my house several times to do this. It is fantastic. The system is truly incredible. Try it and see it. It's safe and it's effective. Zero Res leaves your home cleaner longer. Call them today, 866-695-1773. That's 866-695-1773, or go online to zeroresclean.com, ZeroResClean.com, and make your appointment today. today.
Hi, I'm attorney Fran Hosh. Being involved in a car or motorcycle accident can be stressful. I've dedicated my career to helping accident victims and their families. If you've been injured in a motorcycle or car accident, I can help. Give me a call at 866-LAW-FRAN or visit me online at lawfran.com. Main office, Palm Harbor.
It's just like the Breakfast Club. The jock, the bad boy, the nerd, and the weird chick with dandruff. Oh, yeah, there was a hot chick, too. So it's not exactly like the Breakfast Club. The Mike Calta Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 102.5 The Bone. Real. Raw. Radio. Now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Very angry.
Pantera.
I was just saying, why is this person so angry? This is what I think of when I hear, when I think of your guys' metal music.
What, Monica?
So angry. Lighten up, dude. It ain't that bad.
The Bone, Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP.
You don't know what his reality was.
But he can. But then look on the bright side. Don't be angry about it. There's got to be something
positive.
Just
5 minutes alone. He's got two members of his ex-band dead.
Right.
That's a good point. Yeah, I've had a pretty rough go of it.
The reunion is officially out of the question. You'd be angry, too.
Well, I mean, it's not a happy situation, but you don't got to be so angry. Just so very, very angry. I don't ever want to be that mad about anything.
Some people connect with it.
Yeah, absolutely. No question.
Such as myself.
800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. So, yesterday... our president, and I'm wondering how Monica feels about it, how anybody feels about it.
What he did?
He fired off a tweet. I think it was yesterday, if it wasn't this morning on the Bowl. A tweet in capital letters to the Grand High Exalted Ruler of Iran.
The what?
Saying, well, to Iran, saying, listen, you don't make any threats against us. You will suffer a pain that hardly anybody on earth has ever suffered. So, I mean, something, that's like hinting at nuke.
Something just tells me I need to see the verbatim on this one.
Yeah, hold here, you want to hear it?
Oh, yeah, you got
it? Hold on. I'll get it.
I just want them to suffer.
I mean, it's everywhere, but all caps and very, very, let's see.
To Iranian President Rouhani.
Right.
Never, ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer the consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious. All in capital letters.
182,000 likes.
That's it?
Yeah, it's really one of his lower-rated tweets. But there's more comments than likes, and they say that that should show you that there's more... when you get more comments than likes, it generally shows there's a conflict going on right there. I just read that the other day.
Like, a conflict?
I know that.
Okay, so then people are unhappy about it?
Yeah, they're probably, I would think people feel a little scared when these things start happening because it was in response to a speech by President Rouhani saying that if there was a conflict with between the United States and Iran, it would be the, in quotes, mother of all wars. And right. So this is what Trump fired back saying. And maybe that's the way psychologically you're supposed to treat people who fire stuff off like that. So he was responding.
Dear grand supreme exalted ruler of Iran, you're like the size of Delaware.
They are, however, militarily very strong.
You're like the size of Delaware. We're not, you know, settle yourself down there, buddy.
Trump did get back up from Israel, though.
I'm sure he did.
Netanyahu was like, yes, what he said.
What's his name?
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Netanyahu?
Yeah, something like that. Netanyahu. That's it, Netanyahu. Netanyahu. That's how you say it.
I don't think it's pronounced like that.
Netanyahu, yes.
Netanyahu.
No, it's not like that, right?
Was it the old Yahoo commercial?
Netanyahu.
Yeah, it was. Totally.
Netanyahu.
You have to speak English.
Mbappe.
And they're all going to meet in a room. So the consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have suffered, is pretty strong.
So Netanyahu. and Mbappe walk into a bar. Mbappe. So are we supposed to be, I don't know.
So, like, how does that, you know, does that make you feel comfortable? Does it make you feel edgy? I would think our country is half and half, edgy and comfortable with what he said.
I'm fine. I ain't worried about it.
I'm not surprised by it. It's classic Trump.
Right.
I'm not surprised. But listen, in Trump's defense, he didn't write it first, right?
No, the guy said, they're talking about the mother of all wars.
The dude went out and threatened the United States and saying if there was a war, it would be the mother of all wars. Like, if you want to throw your balls up on the table, we'll throw ours up, and our balls are bigger.
Okay.
And he's done this before. It worked with North Korea.
Okay.
Well, so far it's worked with North Korea. You know, called the Rocket Man, and he talked to him, you know, hell and fire and fury and all that stuff, and they ended up meeting and working something out, which we'll see if it ends up being something.
Right. I feel like just someone should be hired to tell Trump every day he is the man. He is the best man there ever has been. And just, like, feed that part of him. Just let, so he doesn't
have
to do
that.
Wait a second. You don't think he's got that?
No, someone's doing a bad job because he does these tweets like this and he just, we've got bigger balls because we are the best.
But he didn't do it first. Ugh. He was called out.
Oh. So did you just say he started it? Like, the whole thing is just ridiculous.
You're right. The whole thing is ridiculous. But he didn't go out and start the ridiculousness.
But as an adult, you ignore the ridiculousness.
No, you don't ignore threats of the mother of all wars. That's not.
You certainly don't respond with "my balls are bigger than yours."
I responded that way. I'm not the president. I'm a talk show host. I'm allowed to.
You are, but he—that's what the essence of what he tweeted.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know which is right. But in the past, what presidents would do is ignore what the president of Iran said about the mother of all wars and be like, they're just nuts over
there. Handle it internally.
And not say anything.
Yeah.
But maybe, I mean, this is another way to do it. Maybe this works better. I don't know. Maybe it works horribly. We'll have to wait and see. But it's just like, it's like matching his words with your words. It's words. Until something happens.
It's the immature response. And again, I'm not surprised. And that's fine. I just feel like
immature or effective in that man's culture. And maybe he appreciates that you stood up to him and he respects you more. Like North Korea did.
Time shall tell. I just think that he...
Correct.
Right, but you're immediately condemning it.
I'm not condemning it. I think it's moronic. It's my opinion. Mm. If it works, that's fantastic. I still think it's moronic. I think it's just not an adult way. I feel like it's just about Trump's ego. And I've said that all along. He just has this ego that is just cannot be satiated. Everybody must tell him all the time. This is just way, 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 way worse. In all caps.
I don't care. No, I don't care.
It's way, 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 way different.
And not in a good way.
Well, in your opinion.
In my CEOs,
all presidents, they're all egotistical. Have to be in order to be in that position and to get there.
Okay.
You can do it.
But there's a way to conduct oneself.
Yeah, there's different types of egos.
Yes.
Capital letter tweets isn't the way to do it.
That'll show them. Let me put in a fist emoji. That'll really show them.
I kind of want to be the one. I want to be the one to say, President Trump, you have the biggest D there ever was. You are the manliest man there ever was. You are the best ever.
I wonder if, like, he wrote that tweet, right? And then ran it past somebody. And that dude was like, no. All caps, bro. And then Trump fist busted. Was like, you goddamn right. Boom.
Yeah, that's what it was missing. I know it was missing some spice.
And then he hands his phone over to the guy. Here, turn this into all caps. I don't want to type it again.
And I'm going to let you hit tweet.
Right.
Now you hit the blue button.
Feels good, right?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mike on line one. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to mention that's the best thing about President Trump is how he comes out and says something. He doesn't worry about being politically incorrect. And I disagree with pretty much everything else about what he says. But when somebody offends America, he gets right out there and does defend us. That's one thing. Yeah. Thank you.
Right on, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, so F you, Monica.
All caps.
That's what he just said. He didn't say that.
Yes, he totally did.
That's not what I heard.
Totally teabagged you right there. Gobble him up, kid.
Steve is on line two.
Gobble, gobble.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. Great show as always. Monica made the comment Donald needs to hire somebody for positive reinforcement. That's what his wife's for, Monica.
She's, again, whoever's doing it isn't doing a very good job because he feels the need to.
He already has that ego. I feel like he's a guy who's so confident in the mirror every day. He's like, you are the strongest man in the world, and you are amazing. And then he goes on with his day.
And then he tweets.
I don't think he needs somebody to tell him that. Sorry, Steve.
I said I think Malone needs to go downtown more for him to keep him happier so he doesn't hit the button.
Could be right.
There's another strategy. I mean, it could be used. Thank you, Steve.
I will say this, and yes, he does have an ego.
Sure.
But he is probably the only man ever to masturbate to himself.
Ew.
you think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if there was ever going to be a person that masturbated to fantasies of himself, it would definitely be him.
Or maybe he puts on one of the endless times he's on TV. Maybe one of his speeches out at, you know, on a campaign stop. He puts that on, he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just gets at it. Really beautiful.
Yeah. Cody is on line three.
Hey, guys. I always enjoy the show.
Thank you.
You
have to admit Trump's tweets are directed to the point. Mm. But let me ask Monica, is it better to defend the country or is it do what President Obama did and try to bribe him by giving him $1.5 billion to tax
I don't know what that last part of the thing was. Yeah. I think it's better to not compare. I think we're dealing with what we're dealing with now, and this is Trump. And it doesn't matter what any other past presidents did because it's done. Right now, this is what we're dealing with.
Nobody asked you a question.
Is it better to maybe
what do you think is a better
make Iran happy and give him however many billion? I thought it was $4 billion, something ridiculous.
Which he's not the first or only president had to have.
Without telling him and without telling anybody and doing it under the cover of
darkness. You realize he's not the first or the last, and it's currently happening as we speak, right?
Of course.
You know that that's happening. So I don't know why Obama has to be brought up.
I doubt we're cutting checks to Iran right about now.
I just know that it's pointless to bring up anything in the past. I think I think he should defend the country, but I feel like he should not have to feel like it has to be a schoolyard type of, oh, yeah, oh, I got this, oh, yeah, oh, me too. That's exactly what I hear when he does that sort of thing.
Well, he is
adult.
Bigger than that guy, you know. Way taller.
You better prove
kick
it.
His ass.
My dad will kick your dad's ass.
Meet me by the tree at recess. I'll show you.
Wouldn't it be great if, like, his son Baron started fighting, like, the grand exalted ruler of Iran's kid? You know, they got into it all, like, they were all at the, they were all stuck at, like, they're stuck at the United Nations or whatever it is, and the kids are all these rules and just hanging out, like, my dad will kick your dad's ass. Your dad's got horrible hair, man.
Right.
Your mom sucks. Oh, that's a bad one.
Next thing you know, the meetings in the UN get broken up because there's a fight broken out in the daycare center.
It could all happen.
That'd be great.
Nick, on line four, then we should.
I should write movies.
Hey, Nick.
Guys, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, Monica, you make a statement. You said that you don't want to bring up the past, right? You shouldn't bring up the past about Obama. Doesn't do any good, correct? It's not.
I just think we have to deal with what we're dealing with, which is President Trump.
And so, okay. Nick, your response to that would be?
JP, explain to her. Explain to her.
No,
I'm still here. Explain to her, Monica. Explain her a little bit about in the past of what a president by the name of Ronald Reagan did just before he got into office. What did he kind of say to the Iranians to do with those hostages?
What does any of that matter right now? Why does that matter very minute?
Yeah, that matters right now is because you have a president now that has a set of balls when he's going to defend the country when you get a guy who was in there the last time that would bow to every leader in the world.
Well,
and
can you explain what happened when he met with Putin in front of the world? And where was the defending there? The maybe could have, should have, would have?
I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
With Putin?
Yeah.
Defend the country.
So you don't think that president is capable of defending the country from Vladimir Putin?
I think that he is.
Generally speaking.
I do believe he is.
So you're talking.
I swear to God, I'm not doing
it. You're talking about Iran that is possibly talking about cutting off, what is it, the Straits of Hormuz? For the oil, do you know what the implications of that are?
Yep.
That right there is going. That what would Obama do? Oh, you know.
It doesn't matter what Obama would do. He's not a president right now. We're dealing with what Trump would do.
It would matter what Obama would be doing because that's the policy of what you and you perceive as the best policies of America.
Doesn't matter.
A liberal left. Yeah, well, it does matter because this country has her balls back. That's
okay,
then that's what you want.
So it doesn't matter what Obama would do. This country has its balls back. Right. It doesn't matter what Obama would do at all because he had no balls and Trump does. And now
So you admit, all of Tampa, my God, you are so worked up right now. You admit that Barack Obama had no balls, right?
I did not admit that. I was kind of being sarcastic, placating to you.
Okay.
All right, Nick. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You had a lot of time. We appreciate it.
He was so worked up, though.
Well, he's looking at it. He's like, listen, this guy, Trump is pulling a little bit of Reagan here is what his whole point
and
was.
And you do come off like a condescending bitch. You know that, right?
I like that I do.
Okay, I'm just letting you know. Don't get him or don't go after him for being...
Now, wait a minute. Now, how? In order to not come off condescending, I would have to be screaming and erratic like that.
Oh, you know exactly what you would do.
I'm going to be calm.
It's an art form.
I knew exactly what I was talking about, and I'm confident in my opinion. Listen, if that makes me condescending, then so be it.
Own the condescending bitch.
Absolutely. If that's what I sound like, I kind of dig that. I'm going to kill that bitch.
I smell a clothing line in you, future Monica.
What?
Condescending bitch t-shirts. Condescending bitch backpacks.
That could be. Yeah. Oh, that's great. Wow.
No more resting bitch face.
$1 million idea right there.
Condescending bitch face.
Condescending bitches in the studio on the Tampa side.
Wow.
That could work.
Bow down to me. I am the best. I will tweet in all caps at all times.
Well, Roger, JP, 1025 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 1025 The Bone.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.